Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's start with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing with our loved ones, Lord. We lift our loved ones up before you, all the ones that are unsaved in our families and amongst our friends and amongst our co-workers, Lord. We pray that you touch their hearts and touch their minds, Lord, and cause them to turn towards your face that they might be saved, Lord. We lift up those that are sick among us, Lord Jesus. I lift up my niece, Lord, that she's still having the brain issue, and you know the circumstance, Lord, but I submit her to you, and I thank God already. I thank you, Lord, for a miracle that you're going to do in her life, Lord Jesus, that right now you are lining up the brain activity. Lord, I pray for everyone that is listening. Lord, may they follow your will. May they do according to your will, and may they be blessed by it. Touch them as only you can. Save them out of the fire, Lord. Touch them in their circumstance. Bless us on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back to the book of John, John chapter 15. We left off on verse 3 when we were reading that. And it says, "Now ye are clean through or because of the word which I have spoken unto you." This is Jesus speaking. Verse 4, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me." And I know some people are like, well, there's people that are prospering that don't believe in God. It depends on what you mean by prosper. Do they have, a lot of them have material success? Absolutely. Do they have a lot of money? Certainly. Do they have positions of power and authority in the land? They most certainly do. But is their soul prospering? No, it is not. No, it is not. And like the psalmist said, I was envious of the people, and I'm paraphrasing, that were prospering, that didn't believe you, Lord. And I was upset about it until I understood their end. The wages of sin is death, and there is no getting around it. And you can have possessions and things in this life, and you can go straight to hell. After a second after you die, you can go right there. And so it says, except you abide in me, you can't bring forth any fruit. You don't prosper. You don't prosper. You won't have true success. That true, lasting, eternal success. And we have got to, as a people, we are, you know, I was teaching a teens Bible study last week, and I'm going to be teaching again, and I was talking to the teens about where they are. They're in the midst of a gap. They're in between adulthood and childhood, and it is a tough spot. They're not married, but they're not fully, they don't have the life experiences, so they only have knowledge, but they have no wisdom. Because they haven't lived and they haven't learned from living. And so they're in a tough spot. That's why we got to pray for our young people, and we got to live a life before them that exemplifies Christ. That we are doing what we say we believe. And we owe it to our young people to show them the way. Be the landmark. Be the pillar. Show them the way. Do not remove the landmarks. Don't change up and switch up in midstream. One day you're a Christian, and next way you're doing something else. And they're all confused. And they're confused because there's contradictory information. That's why the closest people to the children are the parents or the caregivers, which means that the onus is on us to live a life according to Christ, to save their souls and to discipline them. We must discipline children if we love them. They can't get everything they want. We do them a disservice if we do that. We have to love them. But Jesus is saying right here, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine." We have to teach our children to abide in the vine. Abide in God. Show them how to be a teen and live saved. Even if you didn't do it, show them how. Walk with them. Talk with them. Find out where they are. And it says, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. We can't do anything worthwhile. We can do stuff, but it will amount to nothing. It'll be burned up. It's not going to last. Verse 6 of John chapter 15. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Talking about hell. If we do not abide in Christ and have a relationship with him and allow the Holy Spirit to teach us and train us and convict us, Jesus loves, God loves, he chastens, he corrects us. Let the Spirit do that, because without it, we are cast off like a branch that is dead and thrown in the fire to be burned. And you can see that in the natural. You have a tree out in the front yard. The tree is dying. The branches are dying. And what do? They fall off. Or they wither all up and you cut them down. Same as the saints or the people that are professing God or the people that are unbelieving. You don't bear fruit. You dry up and wither. You get cast off and then you get thrown into the fire. Verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. Ask in accordance to the will of God. We're not talking about the frivolous request. We're talking about the will of God. You know, here lately and probably after I became sick and even before that, I have a love for God and I have a compassion for God's people and I have a compassion for people to be saved and lives to be changed. But there is an increased intensity in my desire, and I'm asking God, what do I do with that? I'm doing the podcast. I write. I teach at church, at Sunday school, and Bible study, and things like that. You know, and so I'm doing some things, but can I do more? Probably can. And what are those things? I'm asking God, because there are people that are dying every day without receiving Christ. And if we really understood the ramifications of leaving here without being saved. And I think it's the work of the devil to blind the minds of the people, to keep us focused on material things and keep us focused on the world as if we're going to live here forever and we are not. To keep us focused on other things with problems and issues so you don't concentrate on the work and the will of God. If we fully understood how hot hell is and how eternal it is and how there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth and they are going to be stuck there forever in torment. And if we loved our family and our friends, we'd be on our knees every day. We would be doing something to try to get people to believe and not be lost. We have got to stir up the gifts within us, and God help us to do it, because the world is passing by. You know, time is going by so fast. We have got to tell more people about the blood of Christ and plead with them to be saved and to come to the Lord while it is day, because night cometh with no man can work. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Join me tomorrow on The Word of Me. God bless.